Maybe we'll pass them around a sheet. We'll have an attendance sheet. Okay. Whoever plans to be in the shiur, please write their name down. So we left off in the Gemara. Where are we? Gimla Mabeis, Dalet Amid Aleph. Okay. The Gemara is establishing, again, told the same. Rapapa said some of the Toldos are Kayotzebahim, some are not Kayotzebahim. The Gemara is going through it one by one. So they said told the Deborah, told the Deish, and Karen, Shen, Verego, and Odom. Everything is told the same Kayotzebahim. The one exception to the rule is Tzururis. And we had the Nachlas David has his famous comment that we started with, because it's a different kind of a tolda. It's not a tolda that all of these activities fall under this category, under the heading. That would be like toldas of Shabbos. That would be toldas same kayetzavim. But it's rather a tolda. It's a taitzor. Means it's only koichoi. It's not gufa. It's koichoi. So that's toldas same love kayetzavim. And there's a question whether it's really halacha l'moshe misinai. Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rosh seems to understand Hilchos HaGemira law is the same as Halacha Moshe Messina, and the Rambam does not, the Nitziv pointed out, the Rambam does not seem to think that it's Halacha Moshe Messina. Whenever the Gemara says Hilchos HaGemira law, the Rambam writes, Mepi HaShmua Lomdom. He writes over here also. Okay. So then the Gemara continues that, can you learn out one av from the other one? So whenever that's a mamatzinu, why do you need all the arba avos nesikin written in the chumash? What if it would be written once? He wouldn't. That's what the Gemara explains in Mishnah. If one who would say Karen, you wouldn't know Shen. He would say Shen, you wouldn't know Regal. Each one has a chumah that the other one doesn't have. So you cannot derive chodem yichodem. So whenever you want to derive a mamatzinu, whatever you want to say that another case should have the exact same din as the first case, you can make a pircha on the mamatzinu. You can say no, the case that says in chumash has a certain chumrah, that's why it's chayiv, and the case that you have doesn't have that chumrah. So even if the chumrah is a little strange, you have one din where you see that the din in the chumash is more chumrah than your case. So that's what the Gemara has over here. If it would say in the chumash that niskim amona am chayiv, if my behemah makes a hezek, am chayiv, shouldn't I derive a kal v'chaymer that if I myself make a hezek for sure am chayiv? Other my masik should be a kal v'chaymer for niskim amon. So the Gemara asks, why do you need a pasuk to say Adam HaMasik is Chayv, should be a Kal V'chaymer from this Gemara? And the Gemara says no, because Behema making a Hezek has one quirk of a Chumra that Adam doesn't have. Namely, if the Behema kills an Adam, Shor HaMuad kills an Adam, so the Baal HaShor has to pay Koifer. And if an Adam kills an Adam, you don't pay Koifer. So since you have one Chumra by Behema, even though logically Adam HaMasik is much more chomer than Behema HaMazakas, and it should have been a Kal V'chaymer. But because we know that Adam, even if Adam HaMazak is chai, but Adam kills another Adam, would not pay kofar, so you know that Adam has one kula. So the fact that it has a chomer in Svara doesn't help. The fact that it has a kula, Akzeris HaKos, has a din. Halacha l'maaseh, the Adam has a kula, so that already kills the mamatzin. So that's the Gemara says, Lori Hashor, that's 10 lines from the bottom of Dalet Amud Aleph, Lori I Hashor, Shem Mishalim Es HaKoyfe, Kari Hodam, Shem Mishalim Es HaKoyfe. If the Torah would just write that I'm Chayv Aniske Hashor, I should have learned that a Kal V'chaim is certainly I'm Chayv Aniske Odom if I do the Hezek myself, but there's a Pirche on that mamatzinu, that even though in logic Adam HaMazik is certainly more chomer than Mamona HaMazik, but there's a din that Adam HaMazik has a kula, namely that it's not Mishalim Es HaKoyf. So Tosis has a famous kasha here, Hiksha Rivo, my chomer Hizu, I denim Mishalim Es HaKoyf, because he's Chayv Misa, that's why. Adam Shaharak, Adam is Chayiv Misa. Of course he's potter from Kaifa, come like the rabbinate. So that's not a kula that Adam has, that's a chumra. His behemoth makes a kills an Adam, the Yechayiv Kaifa, that's a kula. If the Adam kills an Adam, there's a chumra. So Adam is always more chumra than behemoth. So Taisa says it's not true. Taisa says the reason why Adam Shaharagas Adam is not Chayiv Kaifer is not because of Kamblei B'dei Rabbine. It's rather based on a pasuk Im Kaifer Yusha Salov Olav Elayah HaAdam. The Gemara has the pasuk later. Taisa quotes the Taisa on Dal Adam and Alpdei Maschal Keri HaAdam Olav Elayah HaAdam. And if not for that pasuk, you would not have said that Adam should be potter from Kaifer. It's not based on Kamblei B'dei Rabbine. Kamblei B'dei Rabbine doesn't apply. Kan Nami Shaykh Lahaskir. Kamblei B'dei Rabbine doesn't apply. Why not? So we were assuming all along, like the Rabbeinu Peretz, the original set of Tosfos on Bava Metzia, that what we have is the abridged form. Original set seems to be the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, a separate little sefer. And the Rabbeinu Peretz on this Tosfos, he says the reason why Kamblei B'dei Rabbine doesn't apply to Kaifer is because Kufra Kapara. Thus the Gemara has a shadow later with the Kufra Kapara, Kufra Mamayna. So the Maskana Sagamar Kufra is Kapara. So we gave six or seven differences halacha between Kapara on the one hand as opposed to Mamayna Knas on the other hand. So one of the differences is that Tosfos says that you don't apply Kamblei B'dei Rabbine to a Chiyuv Kapara. So that's the Pasha Pshat in Tosfos. The Maharam didn't have, Maharam printed in the bottom of the Masha. Maharam didn't have the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz. He gave a different suggestion, but he says it's also correct, but that's not what Tosfos intended. Tosfos meant to say the Kufa Kapara. What the Maharam says is also correct. He says, if Adam HaRetzeach would have been Chayiv Misa and would have been Chayiv Kofer, so it would have been one big chiyuv of Misa with Kofer. So that's not Kamblei B'dei Rabbine. Kamblei B'dei Rabbine, if you have two different chiyuvim, the Mishnah has later in Baba Kam, Hasarv Gedishin Shal Chavera B'Shabbos. I burned down your barn on Shabbos. I'm Chayiv Misa because I was Mechal Shabbos, and I'm Chayiv Mamim because I'm Mordem Amazik. Or Zarek Chetz Ben Tchilas Dala, the Sof Dala B'Kor Shiraim B'Halichosa. I shoot an arrow on Shabbos, I'm Mavadal Aramis B'Shusarat, I make an Akira in Handocha 5 Amis away. So I did Maridal Aramis, and as the arrow was flying in the air, so it ripped somebody's silk clothing. Korish Yerai Mahalikosa. So the Chiyah Misa comes from Chil Shabbos, and the Chiyah Mama comes from Adam Amasik. But if you have a parsha, let's say, Moitzi Shem Radishtoi. So the Torah says he's Chayiv Yisro also, he's Chayiv Malkus. We don't show us a Mea Kesef, and he pays Mea Shkolim. So why don't you ask Kamblei B'dei Rabbine, how can the Bezdin give him Malkus and make him pay money at the same time? There's a Machlekes HaTanaim where the Malkus passes from Mammon. We pass him like the Chachamim. Rabbi Meir holds out the Malkus and Mishalim. And the Chachamim say, Eidon Malkus and Mishalim. So how can the Chachamim, how can we pass him Eidon Malkus and Mishalim? It's a Pasuk that contradicts it. It says, you are Malkus and Mishalim. The Yisro also, the Yon Shos HaMeir Kesef. So the Maharam says, the answer is, Kamblei B'dei Rabbine doesn't apply there. Kamblei B'dei Rabbine only applies when you have chiyuvim coming at you from two different sources. So then you give him the yonish achamor and you don't give him the yonish akal. But here this is one big package onish. So that's what the Maharam interpreted in Tosfos. The same would apply, should have applied if the din would have been that a harigas chaver is both chayiv misa and chayiv kaifer. So it's not shach to say Kamblei B'dei Rabbine. It's one big einish for the one avera of murdering the other person. That's an interesting idea. It's such a good idea what the Maharam said. We don't really understand the Gemara. The Gemara in the first perek in Makkos discusses this machlekes Rav Meir Nachachamim. It's in the Mishnah in Makkos. Machlekes by the Adam Loikim Mishalim, Arayd Adam Loikim Mishalim. So the Gemara raises the issue. How can you say the way we pass on Allah ain't on him like a mishalim, but the pasuk says v'yisro also don't show us a mea kesef. The Gemara says b'ferishups a Torah, that's a yotzim in a klal. Why is it a yotzim in a klal? The Maharam should be right. That is the klal. Why is that a yotzim in a klal? It's one big package onish, one big einish. Moitzi shemra, Alishtai, so it's one big punishment. That's a problem. The Maram Svar is so strong that we don't really understand the Gemara. Why the Gemara said otherwise? Okay, that's right. So this is a famous thesis. So we learned the Gemara. The Gemara says that if the Chumash would only have Karen, Shen, Regel, Bor, Eish, Odom, you wouldn't know the others. There's always what the Dingzach, you wouldn't be able to learn that one from the other. So that's why the Torah has to have everything. Okay. So that was the long Arichas that the Gemara has. Then the Gemara on the top of Dalan on the base raises a new possibility. Veim HaMavizah HaMayim. The Mishnah has this unusual expression, Maveh. Never appears anywhere in Tanakh, such a word, Maveh. So it could be Mavzeh Hashem, based on a Pasuk. Rabbi Shmuel each one had a Pasuk. Could be Mavzeh HaAdam. So the Gemara said, if you're not sure what it means, maybe Mavzeh HaMayim, as you have a Pasuk in Yeshaya, that the word, the verb, Tiveh, Maim Tiveh Eish, the word Maveh, the verb Maveh appears in connection with Mayim. So the Gemara says, no, it can't be mine. So the top Taisus has a question. What do you mean, Mavizah mine? What do you mean? I remember I was once on a Din Torah. There was a rabbi in a shul, and the chazan didn't get along with the rabbi. So whenever the rabbi would go up to give a drasha, the chazan would walk out. The rabbi would finish, the chazan would come back in and daven musaf. So, and once, this was going on for a long, long time. And then once by Shalosh Udis, the rabbi said, Divrei Torah. So the chazan took a bottle of pop. In Canada, they call it pop, soda. This was in Canada. And took a bottle of seltzer and poured it on the rabbi's head. So that was the straw that broke the camel's back. The rabbi said, the chazan is not allowed to daven in the shul. Yeah. So that's Odom HaMazek HaGdei Mayim. He took water and he poured it. So they had a whole Din Torah. None of the rabbis in the city, none of the rabbis wanted to get involved in the case. So they asked three rabbis to fly there from New York to discuss how to deal with the chaz. Okay. So that's Adam HaMazik. That's not Adam HaMazik. That's not Mayim. Karen Shemberegel and Bor and Eish is Niske Mamono. The person has an animal, he's negligent. The person digs a bore and he's negligent. Someone falls into the bore, gets hurt. Here, the chacham takes a bottle of soda and he pours it on the rabbi's head. So he was mazik the rabbi, the adayim, or kocho. It's kocho tegufo. Okay. So what do you mean? The Gemara says there would be. Why not say there's another mazik of mayim? If he pours the water on his head, that's adam mazik ayide kocho. If I take a hammer and I smash the window by holding the hammer, that's Adam HaMazik B'Adayim. If I throw the hammer from a distance, that's Adam HaMazik Ayideh Kocho. So what's the din? So we pass in Kocho Kegufo. We had the Gemara had a Sofik in the second Perek. Why does Tzuras pay Nezik Shalom? Why does Tzuras pay Chatzi Nezik? Is it because Kocho Kegufo, really the Baal HaShor should have been held responsible to pay Nezik Shalom, and the Halacha L'Moshe Messina, the Hilchos HaGemira Lo Azmeikel, that he only pays chatzin nezik, or maybe koichalav kegufa mikra, then he should not pay anything. And the halacha Moshe Messina, the Hilchos HaGemira law, tells you to be mechayiv him. So the Gemara says, Basa de Bayahu, the Pashta Rabbah had the suffix. It was Peshit. So the Rosh explained, every halacha Moshe Messina is lahakel. So Rabbah was Peshit, mikra din koicha is kegufa. The Baal HaShor should have really been held responsible to pay nezik shalom, and the Torah is mekal on him. So kocha kegufa. So if you shoot a bullet and you break the window, that's Adam HaMazik HaGdei Kocho. So if you take a bottle of soda and you pour it on someone's head, or you mazik something by pouring water, that's Adam HaMazik HaGdei Kocho. So what do you need another app for? That's Adam HaMazik. So Taisus says, but the Gemara distinguishes between kach rish and kach sheni, and other mesichtas. The Gemara distinguishes, Taisus says, as it says, the top Taisus on Dalar Amin Aleph is a very important Taisus. Top Taisus on Dalar Amin Beis, top Taisus on Dalar Amin Beis, refers you to a Sugya in Sanhedrin, Daf Ayin Zayin Amin Beis. where the Gemara distinguishes between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni. What exactly does it say there? So the Gemara there happens to be talking about Ratzeach. If you murder someone else. So a murderer is Chayv Misa, whether he does Ratzicha B'Yadayim, I choke the guy to death, or if I put poison in his food and he eats it on his own, he didn't realize that it has poison. If I inject poison into his body, that's a murderer. That's Ritzicha B'Yadayim. If I put poison in his food and he didn't realize it, so that's Gram Ritzicha. The Gram Ritzicha is Chai Misa B'Dei Shemai, but not no Misa Sodom.
Even if the objective of the murder was the same thing?
Yeah, he wants to kill him, yeah. But if he kills him B'Yadayim, he injects the poison in his skin, then it's Ratzeach B'Yadayim.
So the method also has a bearing on.
Yeah, if he only kills him by day grama, he puts the food in front of him, and then the person eats on his own. So grama, you're not chayiv misa. You chayiv misa b'day shamay, but you're not chayiv misa's bezin. Yeah. So the Gemara says, what if I tie somebody up and I leave him in a location? He's tied up, he can't budge, and I open the dam of the water, and the water goes and drowns him. So the Gemara says, if he's nearby, if he's close to the dam, which I open up, then that's called Koyach Rishon. So that's Rotzeach Koyach Kegufoy. Koyach Kegufoy. So that's Koyach Rishon is Koyach Kegufoy, so he's Chayiv. But if he's far away from the dam, so I pick up the water, keeps on rolling, 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 until it comes to him. It's far away, then it's Koyach Sheni. So Koyach Sheni, you're not Chayiv. You're not chayv midin ratzeach. So the Gemara draws a distinction between kerach rishon and kerach sheni. How close is close that is called kerach rishon? How far is far away that is called kerach sheni? The Gemara doesn't explain. The Gemara doesn't tell you. So what is it? So the Dvar Avram has a tshuva. The Avram was the last rabbi in Kovna. He died in the Kovna ghetto before the Nazis had a chance to kill him. Many people died in the ghetto. The health conditions were so terrible. He was an older person. Rabbi Avram Kahana Shapiro, yeah. They have, when you go visit in Lithuania, they have his picture in some of the shuls. He was a prominent rabbi. The Dvar Avram, yeah. So he has a tshuva where he discusses the din in Hilchos Mikvos. He assumes that din in the Gemara that we distinguish between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni is not restricted only to Ratzeach. The Gemara has this distinction between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni in three places. One is there in Sanhedrin, Daf Tes Zayin, and one is in Chulin, the beginning of Kolobosa, with respect to Netilas Yadayim, that if the water reaches your hands, someone... When you do Netilas Yadayim, you need Kerach Gavra. So if one person holds his hands over here and I pick up a dam, I can pour water on someone else's hands. He can either pour the water himself or I can pour the water on his hands. So what if about over here, I pick up the dam and then I put it down and the water reaches his hand. So if he's close to the dam, then it's Kerach Rishon, so then it's acceptable that Netilas Yadayim is good. But it was very far away from the dam, and the water has to roll and roll and roll till it reaches ends. That's Kerach Sheni, so it's no good. That's lacking Kerach Gavra, so it's no good. So that's the second din. And the third place where the Gemara has it is in Hilchos Shechita. It's in Yeridei, also in Hilchos Shechita. A fella has a conveyor belt of chickens. The chickens are held in such a way on the conveyor belt that they can't jump, they can't flap their wings. And then you have a whole contraption. The fellow, you have to be a genius to think of this, the fellow has a wheel, and he picks up the dam and the water goes and the wheel starts to turn because the water is flowing. And on the side of the wheel he has knives. So when the water is going, the wheel is turning, and then the conveyor belt takes one chicken, and it's arranged in such a way that the knife shechs the first chicken, second knife shechs the second chicken, third knife shechs the third chicken. So this contraption that he set up in advance, is this called Koyach Gavra? So the Gemara says it depends. If the wheel is close to the dam that he picks up and the water goes, all three cases in the Gemara where they're distinguished in the Koyach is talking about he picks up the dam and the water goes. We'll speak about that soon. So all three cases, if it's close to the water, close to the dam, then it's called Korach Rishon, and it is called Korach Gavra. By Shechita it's good, by Netilas Adayim it's good, and by Ritzeach it's Chai Misa. And in all three cases, the Gemara says, if he's far away from the dam, then it's Korach Sheni, so it's not Chai. So Rabbi Avraham Shapira talks about a different case. Yeah?
The case of killing a person, it's not where he can lift the dam. Does he just ties them up? The water's coming anyway?
Again, what?
The case of where somebody ties the person up, are they also lifting, like causing the water to go, or they're just tying the person up and the water is coming on its own?
No. He ties them up and then he goes and he picks up the dam.
Then he
drowns him. He drowns. So the question is, did he pour the water on him with the Korach Rishon or Korach Sheni? So if you pour with the Korach Sheni, then you're not Chayav Mis. So the Dvar Avraham has a tshuva where he discusses there's a din in Hilchas Mikvos. Yeah.
Just on the wheel, wouldn't that be drasa?
I don't know. Good question. I don't know. How can you shecht without drasa? It's a good question. I don't know. The Gemara is assuming that all the Hilchas Shechita are good. How can it be? Shouldn't it be drasa? I don't know. It's a good question. So the Avraham talks about a din of Hilchas Mikvos that the mikveh has to be havayos al yedov. He cannot have a mikveh. Has a chumash have the din achmai and a bar mikveh maim yihi yatohar. So what's the simple translation that pasuk means? If a person is tamei, he has to be toivel in a mikveh or in a mayon. A mikveh is rainwater that's stagnant and kovu b'kaima. It's standing still. If you have the rain is rolling down, the rain or the melting snow is rolling down the side of the mountain, the hardalis, so then it's zoichlim, so that's not acceptable. So mikveh means rainwater or snow that melted, and it's in a eshborin, in a shever, a crack in the ground. So that's one way to become tor. So that's, and then another way is if you have an underground source of water, a fountain is shooting up, so the water is rolling. So that's a mayon. So sometimes you need dafke a mayon. A mayon is a better form of tahara than a mikveh. Which one of which one of them needs dafke a mayon? So the din is a zav needs a mayon. It says in the chumash, a zav needs mayim chayim. But anybody other than a zav has a choice. He can either be tovel in a mikveh or in a mayon. Rashi quotes in different places from the Gaonim. The Gaonim are of the opinion that a zava also needs a mayan. That's relevant halacha l'maisa, because all the women today, we treat them as a suffix nida, suffix zava. So if you need a mayan, so a regular mikveh wouldn't be good. So obviously we don't pass like Rashi's quote. Rashi has in 10 different places in the Gemara. So 5 times he quotes this from the Goyim, that a zava has the same din as a zav, that she also needs mayim chayim. And the other 5 places, Rashi quotes the Tosefta Megillah that says Befersh Ein Bein Zav LeZava Ela, that the Zav needs Ma'im Chaim and the Zav does not need Ma'im Chaim. Ramban in his commentary on Chumash also quotes that Tosefta, and he says it contradicts what the Goyim said. The Goyim thought that a married woman has to go to Mayon because we treat all the women as a Sofik Nida, Sofik Zav, and the Zav needs Ma'im Chaim. So Ramban says that it's wrong. It's Keneged Adin. You don't need Ma'im Chaim. So that's a simple translation of the pasuk. When a person is tummy, ach, however he can get rid of the tumma, ach mayon ubor mikveh mayim yihi atohar. If the person is tovel either in a mayon or in a mikveh, he will become tohar. Except if he's a zav, he need dafke mayon, and a mikveh is not acceptable. So that's the pshuto shel mikra. Pshuto shel mikra means when one is tummy, he has the ability to oil the hair. Kelim that are tummy. So there are 4 things that in Mekabel Tumah we had on the first daf, based on Menal. There are 4 categories of things that in Mekabel Tumah, Odom, Mekelem, Ochel, and Mashkim. So only Odom, Mekelem have Tarab and Mikvah. Ochel, and Mashkim have no Tarab and Mikvah. So when you have the Kelem, and most of the Odom, except for the Zav, you can either be Tovel, the Kelem, in a Mikvah, or in a Mayon. That's the Pshut Rosh HaMikvah. So the Torah Shebaal Peh has an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk. Ach Mayin, Abor Mikveh Mayim, Yihi Yatohar, that the Hishavus HaMikveh has to be Al Yidov Sheinim Mekabel Tumah. Means like this. Let's say if I carry, I have a bore in the ground, but it's empty, there's no water in it. So I'll take a bucket of water and I'll pour the water in to fill it up. So that's Mayim Shuvim. So that's no good. Mayim Shuvim is a big question in Tosfos later on Baba Kama, whether it's a Din D'Oraisa or a Din D'Rabbanan. Where's that Tosfos? Who knows Baba Kama? In the Samachs, I think. Machlokes Derin Rabbeinu Tam. Whether Mayim Shuvim is a Psul D'Oraisa or a Psul D'Rabbanan.
Samach Vav Amud Aleph.
Here, it's a one line Tosfos on Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. No? Samach Zayin Amud Aleph is a one line Tosfos. Shaini Shiva Midirabbanan. Mayim Shuvim is only Midirabbanan. So there's a one line Tosfos. Mefurish Beperek Amechas Abais. Look in the Tosfos in Bava Basra, there's a long Tosfos there. Here it's only one line, they give you Bekitzer. Look over there, that they explain. Machlokes Derin Rabbeinu Tam, where the Mayim Shuvim, the whole institution of Mayim Shuvim, is only with the Rabbanan. Or only Gimelug in Mayim Shuvim, Pasels and Mikveh, Chaseira, that's with the Rabbanan. But if the whole Mikveh is made up for Mayim Shuvim, maybe that's Psul D'Oraisa. Okay, so that's a question. So we don't do that. So let's say it's not Mayim Shuvim, the person has a hose, and the hose is hooked up to a faucet, and he holds. So the water is never contained in a kli, let's say for argument's sake, water is never Mayim Shuvim, but if not for the fact that he's holding a hose and in such a way that the water goes from the hose into the bore would never have got filled up with, would never have gotten filled up with water. So the Hishavus HaMikveh, the creation of the mikveh, having a memsor in this bore, was done on the Odom. So Odom is a Dovah HaMekabel Tumah. So that's a psul d'oraisa. We learn that from the pasuk Gach Mayin Abor Mikveh Mayim Yihye Tohor. Yihye means Hishavus HaMikveh. The creation of a mikveh has to be Yihye Tohor Adeidov V'Sheinim Mekabel Tumah. If the one is holding the hose is an Odom is a Dov HaMekabel Tumah, so Hishavus HaMikveh is done Adeidov HaMekabel Tumah, so it's no good.
So why not when the person is holding the bucket?
So it'd also be no good. Even if Yodah Mayim Shuvim is only the Rabbanan, but if he pours the bucket in, then it'll be Deraisa. And Achenami, it'll be Deraisa. Unless he'll do like this. The Gemara says in Zvachim on Daf Chav Hei and Beis, this din of Habiyosai, the Dov HaMekabatum, is no good as only if you hold a hose and it goes directly into the bore. What if you hold the hose over here and the water rolls a couple of feet till it falls into the bore? So that's not called Hishavus HaMikveh Al-Yidav HaMekabel Tumah. It's only he a Tohar HaVayosah Al-Yidav HaMekabel Tumah passels it only if he pours it in directly. So let's say he has water in a bucket and he pours it on the ground and it rolls in. So then it won't be a Psul of HaVayosah Al-Yidav HaMekabel Tumah, it'll just be a Psul of Mayim Shuvim. So that would be the Machlokes, but the Mayim Shuvim is the Rais of the Rabban. Okay. Good. You have Mishnais, there's a din of Hamshacha. Good. I was debating whether I should mention it, but you mention it. Okay, there is a din. If you have all the water in the world, at some time or another, Adam Rishon was created almost 6,000 years ago. So, and the Tanoim knew there's a water cycle. So every drop of water in the world has already been held in a pot or in a bucket at some time or another. So all the water in the world is Mayim Shuvim. So how can you ever make a mikveh? The answer is, once it evaporates, goes back up in the clouds, then it comes down, Panim Chadosh is Bo Lekan. So what do you have to do to cancel the status of Mayim Shuvim? Only when it goes back up in the clouds, when it evaporates, goes back up. So the Mishnais have, if you do Hamshocha, if you have a bucket of water and you pour it on the ground, Agabi Karka Haroya Livloya, and you let it roll three tvachim is very little, the tefach is 3.6 inches according to Moshe Feinstein. So if you pour the water al gabi karka haroya livloya, it depends, let's say cement depends the different degrees how you make cement. Sometimes the cement is so strong it doesn't absorb any water at all. And sometimes the cement will absorb water. When they make a mikveh, you want to make sure that the mikveh shouldn't be zeichlin. If you have a mikveh and there are holes in the side of the mikveh and the water is disappearing, the water is going out through the holes, the water is getting absorbed. The walls of the mikveh are not cemented. The walls of the mikveh are dirt walls. So after a while, all the water is going to get absorbed in the ground surrounding it. So that's called zeichlin. So such a mikveh is not acceptable. So you have to have cement. So the people who are involved in manufacturing mikvahs know what degree of cement, how thick the cement has to be, to know whether it's going to prevent leakage. If the mikveh is leaking, even though it has way more than memsor, but if it's leaking and you leave it long enough, the whole memsor will disappear. So even though you would tovel on the mikveh when it still has the memsor, that's not acceptable. So sometimes if you pour water, that's a bucket of water, if you pour it on cement surface, sometimes the cement is such that it's karkish anyway livloy, and sometimes it's karkaharoy livloy. So that's Mishnah, like that, that there's an institution of Hamshacha. If you pour the water agabi karka haroy levloya and it rolls gimel tvachim before it falls into the mikveh, so you have succeeded in undoing the din of Maim Shehuvim. But there's a machlekes hatanoim in the Mishnah in Tmura, really should have been a mikvahis, but it isn't. It's a Mishnah in Tmura. What about shuvah shimshechu akula? The whole mikveh, the whole 40 saw of the mikveh is all maim shuvim, which you are machshev ayidei hamshacha. That's also acceptable. This kula, that if you have, when the water evaporates and goes up to the clouds and it comes down again, the water cycle, that for sure. You don't say all the water in the world is maim shuvim. Once it goes back up and it comes back down, panim chadash ba'olakan, it's no longer called maimshim. But this kula, when you have it roll on the ground for three tvachim, agabi karka roil of loyas, they cancel the status of shuvim. Maybe that only works when shuvim is the rabbanon. If it's gimaluge maim shuvim, but if it's kola mikveh is maim shuvim, the whole mikveh consists of maim shuvim. So then maybe shuvishim shechu akula, maybe that's not acceptable. So that's a machloikis hatanoim, and it's a machloikis hagaonim and the Rambam had a paskin. This is one of the few cases where the Rambam quotes a machloikis. Usually the Rambam tells you what the din is. He doesn't tell you that Rabbi disagrees and Rabbi disagrees and Rabbi Kiva disagrees. He just tells you what the din is. And every so often the Rambam will have the gaonim say like this and I say they're wrong. So this is one of those rare cases. The Rambam says shuvashim shechu kula is not acceptable, and some of the Gaonim said that it is acceptable. So machlekes hatanaim and the Mishnah and Tmura, and so machlekes halacha lamaisa, we paskin it's not acceptable. So getting back again, so the hisavas hamikveh cannot be ayidei odom, even if they do it in such a way that the water will not be maim shuvim. It's not that he's holding the water in a bucket and pouring it in. That's maim shuvim, even if it won't become. He has a hose and the hose doesn't contain any water, but if he's the one who's holding the hose and the hose has the water go directly into the bor, if the hose has the water roll on the ground and then it rolls into the bor, that's not a din of Hamshacha. Hamshacha is to cancel a din of Shuvim. This is not, it never became Shuvim in the first place, but if the water doesn't go directly into the bor, then it's not called, it doesn't have the chisaron of Havayosai Deidova HaMekabel Tumah. So the Dvar Avram has a suffix. They were making mikvahs in Europe. He died in the middle of the Second World War, so they already had electricity. And they had a system whereby you push a button and the water will go, mechanically, the water will go from the reservoir, whatever, through the pipes in the city, and it'll go fill up the mikveh. So the Odom didn't do the Maisa Biodayim, he did the Maisa Yidei Kocho. He pushed a button, and the button has a whole mechanical system with electricity, and the water is going to fill up the mikveh. So is that possible? Is that mikveh possible? Because Hisavas HaMikveh is Yidei Odom, because we relate the Maisa filling up the mikveh to what he did. He pushed the button, and it kept on filling up the water until he has enough. So he pushes the button, he stops it, which is the stop button. So the Rambam says it depends. When he pushes the button and the mikveh gets full, it was at Karach Rishon or was at Karach Sheni. He relates this Gemara. The Gemara said, in three places we distinguish between Karach Rishon and Karach Sheni. The three Gemaras are by Ratzeach, what Tosis quotes from Sanhedrin on Daf Ayin Zayin. By Ratzeach, you only chai misa if you murdered someone with Kocho, if you killed them with Karach Rishon. He killed him in Karach Sheni. If he's far away from the dam, you're not chayiv. And the Gemara has it been in the beginning of Perek called Abbasim and Negeit and Adilus Adayim. And the third place was in Chulim and Negeit the Shchita. You need Karach Gavra by Shchita. So if it's Karach Sheni, it's not called Karach Gavra. So the Dvar Avraham assumes that the term Karach Gavra is the exact same thing as Maisa HaAdam. Karach Gavra is Aramaic Gavra, and Hebrew is Adam. So whenever you do a ma'isa ayidei kocho, you don't do it directly. You do it ayidei kocho, but it's on the karach sheni. It's not called ma'isa ha'odom. So he says the mikveh will be kosher if you filled it up v'koichoi ayidei karach sheni. But what's the definition of karach sheni? So the Gemara says if you tied the guy up, or the one you're doing his until it's the time, if he's close to the dam, then it's karach rishon. If it's far away from the dam, it's karach sheni. How close is close? How far is far? So the Avraham gives you what he thinks is the definition. If you would pick up the dam for a second and put it down, would anything be accomplished? If the guy is so close to the dam, when you pick it up and you put it down right away, that would drown him, that would kill him. So that's called Karach Rishon. But once you pick up the dam and you leave it up, and then the water keeps on flowing, keeps on going, so that's called Karach Sheni. It's not really a question how close or how far. Dalaramas or something. It's a question, if you would pick it up and put it down and stop the flow of the dam, would anything be accomplished?
I mean, wouldn't something always be accomplished? The question is how long it would take. Like, if they're like 10 miles apart, so if you pick it up and put it down, so like, it might take a very long time for the water to come, but like, it'll always do something.
Like, but if it's not going to drown.
But if you're standing right next to the dam and you open it for a second, it's also probably not going to drown. There's not enough water left to come out.
So then you're not chayv.
So when would it ever be a case where you could do that and you would...
Only if it's gonna, if you would pick it up just for a second and close it, so the initial gush of water that comes out, that's called Karach Rishon. The fact that it continues, let's say turn on the faucet, on the sink. So the water that comes out from the initial gush, that's called Karach Rishon. But then you turn on the faucet and leave it on. So the water keeps on coming and coming and coming. So all the rest of the water that comes, that's called Karach Sheni. But the initial bit of water that came, if you would open the faucet and close it, whatever would be accomplished by the just opening for a moment, for a second, then you close it, that's called Karach Rishon. That's his definition. That's called
the dam is...
If it's a small dam, and you open it and you close it right away, nothing will be accomplished. Even if he's right next to the dam, he's not going to drown. Okay? So that's called Karach Sheni. That's not called Karach Rishon. That's his definition. But that's one thing that he has. He contributes his definition. And then he says, number two, he's assuming that when the Gemara distinguishes between Karach Rishon and Karach Sheni, it applies to any case where you need Maisa HaAdam. The Gemara never said you need Karach Gavra. The Gemara only requires Karach Gavra. The Gemara only says explicitly the concept of Karach Gavra in three places. One is by Ritzeach, the Bichayiv Misa. One is by Netilas Yadam, you need Karach Gavra. And the third case is by Shchita, you need Karach Gavra. The Gemara never said you need Karach Gavra by the din of HaVayasai, the Dover HaMekabal Tumi. You need, if it's Maisa HaAdam, if the person is the one who filled up the mikveh, so then it's possible. HaVayasai, the Dover HaMekabal Adam is a Dover HaMekabal Tumi, so then it passes the mikveh. So the Dvar Rama assumes whatever something is done with Karach Sheni, it's not called Maisa HaAdam. Maisa HaAdam and Karach Gavra are the same thing. One is Hebrew, one is Aramaic, but it means the same thing. So the Chazon Ish has a comment on Bava Kamma, and it's safe on Bava Kamma. He says that Tosfos here says like that Dvar Avraham also. Tosfos talks about Adam HaMazik Ayidei Mayim. Eima Mabizah HaMayim. So Tosfos says, what do you mean, mavzeh hamayim? The guy takes a bottle of water and he pours it on my head. So he's mazik my clothing. Maybe he's not mazik the clothing. Maybe the clothing got to dry and nothing will happen. So whenever the guy pours water, that's automa mazik al yidei koyach rishon. That's automa mazik. What do you need a new av for? So it must be that he was mazik al yidei mayim a koyach sheni of mayim, not a koyach rishon. So Tosfos says, no, a koyach sheni, so you're not chayiv. So it's not Maisa Hodam, it's not Korach Abra. So Tosfos says, that's right. It's not called Adam HaMasi. Kamashmo Korach Sheni Nami Chayev Yechay Mitam Mayim. There's a new Av Nezikin of Mayim. That was the Gemara's Havamina. On the second line from the top, maybe there's a new Av Nezikin of Mayim. And the Gemara backs out from it. So Tosfos understands that this new Av Nezikin, if it would have been Adam Hamasik Ayidei Korach Rishon, that would be Adam. You don't. It's not a new Niske moment of mine. If the Mazik was Ayidei Mayim Ayidei Korach Sheni, so then it's not Midin Adam, because it's not Korach Kigufa, it's only Korach Rishon. Korach Sheni is not Korach Kigufa, so then it will be Chai Mitam Niske Mamon Hamazik. There's a Bor and Eish and Karen and Shem, a regular Mayim, there's another Mazik. They see that Tosfos holds also like that Dvar Avram, that whenever it's Korach Sheni, it's not called Maisa HaAdam. So the Chazon Ish thinks that Tosfos is wrong. Rav Chaim also has an Aseif on this. He thinks that it's not correct. They disagree with Tosfos. They disagree. They think that distinction that it appears in the three different Gemaras only applies when you need Korach Gavra. Korach Gavra is not identical with Maisa HaAdam. Korach Gavra means something over and above Maisa HaAdam. If you pick up the dam and the water goes for hours and hours until it finally reaches the guy, you turn on the faucet, the water's running and running and running and running for hours, and then something is accomplished, that is Maisa HaAdam. The only thing you say is when you need Korach Gavra. In three halachas, we require Korach Gavra. Whenever you need Korach Gavra, so Korach Sheni is a lack of Korach Gavra. But it still is Maisa HaAdam. They're not identical. They're two different things. So this is relevant halacha l'maisa on Shmur Matzah. You're supposed to bake the matzah l'shmo. So the question is, they have a whole system. A guy pushes a button, and everything goes for 12 hours. They have sacks of flour, they have water. The system is set up in such a way, you push the button so the flour falls in and the water falls in and it needs it. Then it goes on the conveyor belt and it goes through the oven. Everything happens. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. According to the definition of the Dvar Avram, if you push the button on and then turn it off a second later, what will be accomplished? Zero. Nothing would be accomplished. Everything going to stop. Nothing would be accomplished. So it's not called Maisa HaAdam. So how can you say that the matzahs were baked lishma? Matzah baked lishma means you need Maisa HaAdam. And the Maisa was done lishma. But if it's not called, if it's Korach Sheni, it's not called Maisa HaAdam. So it wasn't done lishma either. So another one of the Gedolim who was killed in the Warsaw Ghetto was known as the Kozhiklov Goyen. He was a rabbi in Kozhiklov, that was a little village. And at the time of the First World War, the city Kozhiklov was destroyed in the war. So after the war, he was, when Rabbi Meir Shapira founded the Lublin Yeshiva in Lublin, so they had, everything was very fancy there, the building was fancy, and the dormitory, and the cafeteria, everything was very fancy, and the library was very fancy. So he invited Rav Meir Shapira, invited the Kozhel Gavudor, and he should give the highest shir in the yeshiva. His brother donated money to the library here, to the Gottesman Library. So the 5A floor has a picture, next to the elevator has a picture of the Kozhel Gavudor. I don't think he was Rabbi Torah Mado. Doesn't seem to have been Rabbi Torah Mado. He was a big tzaddik, he has learning, and he has Chassidus. They printed a lot of his drush. He has Chassidus, he has Kabbalah a lot, but not Torah Mada. But his brother gave money, so they have the 5A floor in the Gottesman Library. It's named after him, and they have his picture there. So he wrote a sefer called Eretz Tzvi. Shalosh Tshuvos Eretz Tzvi. Not to be confused with a different sefer that's called Eretz HaTzvi, written by somebody else. So the Eretz Tzvi, he discusses, they had also factories where they manufactured strings that they want to use for tzitzis. So also, the Gemara says, the strings, they take the raw wool, or whatever it is, raw cotton, whatever it is, they want to convert it into strings. So you have to make the tviya sachutim, make it into string, you have to do that lishma. So now a lot of times it's done by machine. So they throw the raw wool or the raw cotton in a machine, and then you push a button, and the whole mechanism is set up in such a way that it makes the strings. So the guy, before he pushes the button on the mat, he says, L'shem matzah's mitzvah. And when he pushes the button on the tzitzis machine, he says, L'shem mitzvah's tzitzis. He wants to make the chutim lishma. So that's a question. Is that considered asiya lishma? Is that considered lishma? If you push the button on and push it off a second later, nothing would be accomplished. You wouldn't have any strings at all. So according to the definition of the Dvar Avram, that should all be koach sheni. That should all be an issue of koach sheni. So the Kosher Glove Goyen writes, and the Chazon Ish writes the same. The Gemara only, Chazon Ish holds the whole thing is the whole conversation is out of order. He says the only time we distinguish between koach vish and koach sheni when you need koach gavra. And making tzitzis and making matzahs, there's no din that needs koach gavra. Just says Ma'aser Adam. So even Kohen Sheni is called Ma'aser Adam. He says it's again Tosfos, but he thinks the Chazon Ish and Rav Chaim both think that they disagree with Tosfos. Rav Chaim has, they both have a mocker in Yeridei and Hilchos Shechita that this din of Koach Rishon versus Kohen Sheni should only apply when you need Koach Gavra. It doesn't apply to other areas where you just need Ma'aser Adam.
So everybody agree that the Shema and Ma'aser Adam are the same?
It's not the same, but you can't do it lishma if you didn't do the maisa. Whenever you need lishma, so it means you have a maisa ha'adam and the person did the maisa lishma. But if you're going to say that koach sheni is not called maisa ha'adam at all, so you can't consider it done lishma, even though he's screaming that he's doing it. When he put before he pushes the button, he says, I'm pushing the button lishma. But if you say everything that happens after the first second is koach sheni, therefore it's not ma'aser adam. It's not ma'aser adam. It can't be considered lishma.
Are there cases where, like, you have like a katan or maybe like a non-Jew tying tzitzis and like they're standing over them and like you can insert the kavanah?
Okay,
you know,
sometimes
again, like, you're not doing the action, so you're not doing the ma'aser, but you're still adding the lishma.
But the human being is doing a ma'aser, so I can inject the lishma. So there is a discussion: when can the Omer al-Gabov inject his lishma into the ma'aser that someone is doing? But if you're going to say that Koach Sheni is not called Ma'isa Adam at all, it's considered as if it happened by itself. So then there was no Ma'isa Adam to inject any Lishma into. Asiya Lishma, whenever you need Lishma, you need Asiya Lishma. So the first step is, first premise is, it's Asiya Adam. It was done by a human being, and then you label it as being done Lishma. So one point, the Chazon Ish says, the whole discussion is out of order. By baking matzahs and by making tzitzis, you don't need koach gavra, so the whole issue of koach sheni doesn't apply. But he says, number two, the Chazon Ish writes the same as the Kosher Glove. They both write the same thing. The only time we distinguish between koach rishon and koach sheni is if the guy picked up the dam. The water was there from before. There's water pressure. The water is pushing down, but there's nowhere for the water to go because there are walls all around. You pick up the dam, that's what they coined a new expression. They did Hasoras Hamoneya. You did Hasoras Hamoneya. You took away the dam, you took away the board, and then the mela, the water pressure was pushing down all along before you came on the scene. So now there's a hole, so there's room for the water to go. So when you do, all you did was Hasoras Hamoneya, then we say whatever is accomplished, because sheni is not called Koach Gavra. But if I take a bucket of water and I pour it, let's say I take a hose and I'm holding the hose the whole time and the water keeps on going. So that's not Hasara Samaneya. I keep on pouring water. That's not Hasara Samaneya. I did the Maisa Biyadayim. So that's what they both claim, the Chazon Ish and the Kosher Glove Goyen, they both claim the same thing. that if you have a whole mechanical system set up to make chutim for tzitzis or to fill a mikveh with water, and then you push a button, so you didn't do hasaras hamaneah. You completed the circuit. By completing the circuit, the whole system goes into motion. And even the matzahs that are baked 12 hours later, they usually let the matzahs go. The whole system keeps on going for 12 hours. Then they stop it. Then they clean out all the dough. And then they start all over again. So all the matzahs that are baked, everything is called Kerach Rishon. You only distinguish between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni if all you did was Hasaras Hamaneah. But if you're pushing a button, that's more than a Hasaras Hamaneah. You're completing the circuit, and there was no power before at all. By the water, by the dam, the water pressure is pushing down on the water the whole time, except that there's nowhere for the water to go. So when you pick up the dam, there now there's a place for the water to go. But here, when you push the button, you set up the whole thing, and the mail is going to go. So even 12 hours later, that's called Maisa Ha'odom, and it's Kerach Gabra. Even there's no chison of Kerach Sheni. And they both quote the same Magen Avraham in Hilchos Netilas Yadayim, that the Magen Avraham Kemat explicitly says like this, but no one ever reads the Magen Avraham slowly and carefully, but that's what he said. He said the only time, Magen Avraham says, the only time we distinguish between Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni is if you pick up the dam and you did Hasaras Hamaneah and the water pressure was pushing. But if you take a bucket of water and you tilt it, and then you walk away, you tilted it leaning on something, walk away, but it keeps on pouring water. You don't say how much will be accomplished if he stops tilting it after a second. No, he tilted the whole thing. Even an hour later, it's not going to take an hour for the bucket of water to empty out, but even if it's going to take an hour later, everything is called Kerach Rishon. It's not called Kerach Sheni.
Even though there's electricity in the circuit, pressing the button, it's not called Hasaras Hamaneah.
No, they consider that Maisa Biyadayim, because you're completing the circuit. See, by the water pressure, the water is pushing down before I come. The force is there already, the natural force is there, but it can't accomplish anything because there's a dam blocking the water. So I remove the impediment, I take away the dam, so then it's able to accomplish something, so that the natural force of water pressure that was there from before now can accomplish something. So since I'm harnessing this natural force, I'm using it, so it's only if you would pick it up for a second and put it back down. Whatever will be accomplished in that second relates to you in a way that is called Kerach Rishon. But if you tip the bucket of water and you lean it on something on the wall and it keeps on flowing, so then the Magen Avraham says everything is called your Maisa, even what happens later is called Kerach Rishon.
But isn't completing a circuit just making a route away for the electricity to go from one place to another place? You're not pushing electricity or giving it any co-op. You're just enabling it to continue going where what to travel.
But I completed the circuit, okay? They think it's not the same as Hasaras Hamaneah. There is no natural force happening there. You're linking yourself up to electricity that's floating around the place. But you linked it up in such a way that you have a whole electrical contraption over here that makes tzitzis or that makes matzah or whatever. So that they consider like Maisa Biyadayim.
So if there's a pipe missing between two different pipes and I put the pipe in the middle, the water that comes out is now my fault.
What do you have?
If you have a pipe has a hole in the middle, and I put a pipe in the middle to close the hole, so the water comes out is now my fault.
I just put a pipe, and then the water is going by itself. Well, it's hard to visualize what the case is.
Water is leaking out. There's a hole in between a pipe of water, and you plug up the hole. The water wasn't going through before, but now it is. It's like turning on a faucet.
I don't know. You have to judge in each case. I don't know.
By the chickens, you had, like, if you put the water flowing, but you didn't put the last cog in place yet, stuff like that. put the last cog in place after the water's flowing, would that be the same thing pushing a button?
I don't know. You got to judge in each case. I don't know. Anyway, this is an important Tesis. Tesis here thinks like the Dvar Avram, that whenever you have Kerach Sheni, it's always a lack of Maisa Ha'adam. And Kerach Gavra is not a new halacha. That's only in three cases in Kol HaTorah Kula. And the Chazon Ish and Rav Chaim Soloveitchik and his sefer on the Rambam, they both think not so. They think that Kerach Gavra only applies in these three areas, and only when you need Kerach Gavra by Ritzicha, by Netilas Yadayim, and by Shechita, there's a distinction between Kerach Rish and Kerach Sheni. And when you need Maaser Adam, there's no din of Kerach Sheni at all. Then the other point that they both shared in common, the Kozak Lava with the Chazon Ish, they both point out this Magen Avraham, that the only time you distinguish between Kerach Rish and Kerach Sheni, even if you use the definition of the Dvar Avraham, is only when you did Hasaras HaManeya. Once you remove the Maneya, then it keeps on going. So you only count what would have been accomplished if you would have done Hasaras HaManeya for 2 seconds, and then you close it. So the rest that it keeps on going, that's called Kerach Sheni. But if you set up the whole system in the first place, not merely Hasaras HaManeh, where there already is the water pressure pushing down, you did the whole Maisa B'Yadayim, then everything is called Kerach Rishon. It's not considered Kerach Sheni. So this is an important topic, Halacha LaMaisa. Yeah.
The Chazon Ish agrees that the Dvar Avraham is the Hagar of Kerach Rishon and Kerach Sheni.
I don't think he talks about it. He seems to be assuming the same, I think, yeah.
And he, what
does he
do with Agamar? The same thing
as
what is happening
of Agamar 9. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. That was Tesis' kasha, but he doesn't accept Tesis' answer. He doesn't think Tesis gives another answer. Maybe it was like the second answer that they gave. Fine. You can learn all the Maseches Pesachim about baking matzahs, and you won't know this Tesis. Mimerchak tovi lachma. You have to know Kol HaTorah Kula to Paskan HaShaila. There may be some favor in a Tesis. There's a Tesis in the end of Sanhedrin also on that daf and Ayin Zayin Omer Aleph. There's a Tesis where the Chazon Ish discusses also Kerach Rishon, Kerach Sheni. It's an important topic. Okay. So far we did the Mishnah that the Arba Avos Nezikin. Then the Gemara has a Braisa Tana Rav Boshia Shlosha Osar Avos Nezikin. How come the Mishnah only has Arba Avos Nezikin? So the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is only listing off Niske Mamono, and he's listing off Niske Gufo also, fine. But if you hold Mabazah Adam, so already has Niske Gufo, so why did Rav Boshia add on more? So the Gemara says, Yav Adam Dazik Adam, and Adam Dazik Shor. Why do you need two different categories? Adam Dazik Adam, Chaylo Vachaveiro, is Chayv Chamisha Dvar. That's a different din. Adam Dazik Shor, you only pay Nezik, you don't pay Tzar, Ripa, Shevis, and Bosh. You only pay Nezik. So they're two different categories. So that's why Tani Rav Boshia lists off Adam Dazik, Nezik, Tzar, Ripa, Shevis, Bosh, Adam Chavel, Bachaveroi, and the Mishnah means Adam Dazik, Shor. Yeah. Who are the other four he adds on? Ovis Nezik, and Shamachinim, Ashon, Nesin, Socha, Bahasoicher. That's Adam Dazik Shor. What do you mean? The Shamachina was Poshea, so he's chayv to pay. That's Adam Dazik Shor. Adam is Mazik Momen Chavera. It's not Chayvah Bachavera. His Mazik is properly. So that's already Adam Dazik Shor. So that's already listed in the Mishnah. So Gemara says one is Adam Dazik Shor, Adam Dazik Biadayim, and this is Adam Dazik Shor Shalom Biadayim. Tani Hazeka de Biadam, Tani Hazeka de Bemela. That's Hazeka de Bemela, yeah. What's the Chiev to pay? Hashemah has to pay Shamachinim. Tosis points out Shamachinim is Chayev only in Pshia. Shoil is Chayev in everything except on Mesmach Mesmalocha. And Hashemah is Chayev in Gnei Vaveda and Potter Anonsin, right? The different dinim. How do those chiyuvim, how are they generated? So one would have normally assumed it's his chayvus midas. The person agrees to serve as a shamachinam, so it's implicit that he agrees to be chayvut pshia. When the person agrees to serve, to function as a shamasachar, he's mekabel on himself his chayvus to be chayvut gnev avedim. Yeah. But that's a problem if you say that's the simple reading of the Gemara in the end of Bar Metzia like that, that the shomrim is a his chayvus midas. So we said in the very beginning, before we started learning the Masechta, that the Minchas Chinuch has a comment. The Gemara says later, six lines from the bottom of Hey Amid Aleph, that there's a big, gigantic Zereshova, Tachas Nesini Shalom Kesef, that all of the Choftal, Rovas Nezikin, they all pay Meitav. So it's such a broad Gzereshova, the Choftal, Rovas Nezikin, and some of them are only the Rabbanon, so called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein, the Rasi Tikkun also you pay Meitav. Even though Metame, Medame, Menasech is Hezek Shein and Nikar, Hezek Shein and Nikar is not Chayim, and Atar is only Chayim, the Rabbanon. And that's why we put this machlokes in Gittin, whether Hezek Shein and Nikar is Chayim and Atar Mid Rabbanon. The Gemara comes to the conclusion it's only Mid Rabbanon. We pass and it's only, there was an opinion there, Isa, but we don't, the Mishnais don't accept that opinion. The Mishnais hold Hezek Shein and Nikar is only the Rabbanon. So therefore, they were only Mechayiv him if he is Mazik the Mezid. Because since it's only mid rabbanon, lo konsu shogot to mezid. It's only a penalty mid rabbanon. The hezek shein nikas chayv. So they only penalized you if you did the hezek b'mezid. So even though there's no pasuk over there, it's only rabbanon. You still say kol the tikkun rabbanon came the raisa tikkun. So you chayv to pay from meitav. So the din of meitav is such a broad din. So why doesn't it apply min haTorah to halvoya? I lend you $10,000 and then it's time to pay. You're broke, you have no money. So you have different real estate properties. You have Yavidus, you have Beninus, and Ziburis. So the Mishnahis say that I'm only entitled to collect from your Beninus. Abachov dina be Beninus. The Choftal Arabis and Zikin is dina be Idus and Bachov dina be Beninus. So the Gemara had one opinion there in Gittin that Menatora Bachov dina be Idus also. Meitav Sadeh, Meitav Kam Yishalim, but they knocked it down to Beninus. I'm going to see the other guy has very nice real estate, so I'll be a loan shark. I'll go, not a loan shark. A loan shark usually charges ribbons. I'll lend him a large sum of money, knowing that he doesn't stand a chance of, he's a sloppy guy. He's not going to be able to pay back in time. Then I'll be able to collect from his real estate. He's going to go bankrupt. Then I'll be able to collect from his real estate, and the bezim will give me the edus. So in order to prevent people from lending money to some tamimistic individuals and getting their karka bidis, so they knocked it down. So they said, even I'm an atura, the Bachov has a right to collect bidis, they knocked it down to Beninus. That's one opinion in Gemara, but that's not the accepted opinion. The Rishalmi has an opinion that Beninus is a din deraisa, but the Babli doesn't even entertain such a havamim. Babli only has a machloikis, but the Bachov dinam an atura bidis, and they knocked it down to Beninus, that opinion has not been accepted. The accepted opinion is Fakir. The Balchav Dinam and Atara Biziburis. But Kadesha Lotin Aldelis Bishne Lovin, the people are not going to want to lend money. The last time I lent a guy money, I lent him $100,000, and then he didn't pay, and then I came to collect, and he stuck me with Ziburis. So next time I'll know, I learned my lesson. I won't want to lend any money to anybody again because they're going to stick me with Ziburis. I don't want Ziburis. I want to have Idis. So they made it Takana de Rabbana, Kadesh Elo Tenodelis Bifnei Lovin, that the fellow who did a Teva, he lent the guy money and he got stuck with Ziburis. He won't want to lend again. So they made it Takana that you get Beninus. So the man has Chinuch, yes, it's such a big Zereshava. Tachin Sassinah Shalom Kesav, it includes everything. Even the din of the Rabbanon called the Tikkun Rabbanon came there, I said Tikkun. So why don't they just extend the Gzera Shavish and include also Halvoah? So the man Haschinach answers in Parshas Mishpatim, he says he can't. On the Pasuk of Meitav Sadeh, Meitav Kamisham, he says he can't. All of the Choftal, the Rovas, and Zikin who pay Meitav, that's all a Milva Haksuva Batur. That's the Torah imposes the Chiyav. So the Torah imposes that you have to pay for Meitav. But the halvoah is a hischaivus midah. Same thing, let's say I buy an automobile, I buy a real estate, and I owe you money, demei hamekach, that's a hischaivus midah. So there, I have no right, you don't say, men haTorah have a right to collect from Yidus. Torah only imposes this din, and you have to pay Yidus, When the chiyuv mamon is imposed by the Torah, when it's a milba haksuva by Torah, the Torah imposes choyvel mazik niske mamono, and the Torah is mechayiv me. But if I accept it as chayiv es midas, so ziburis is enough. So four of the 24 of us nezikin, four of the 13 of us nezikin, Hashem mechinim Hashem nesis socha v'asocher. So we usually used to learn the simple reading of the Gemara in Metzia Tzadik Vav, I think it is. The simple pshat in Gemara is mikor lo shei benafshe, when I accept it upon myself to function as Hashem mechinim, it's implicit that I accept it, I'll be chayiv and pshia. When I accept upon myself to function as a shayol, it's implicit, it's self-understood. I accept it upon myself to be chayv even ba'onsen. I accept it to be a shamasoch, I accept it upon myself. The Mincha Aschinuch is telling us that it's not so. He says, you agree to be a shamachinim, now the Torah imposes a chayv on you. You chayv on pshia. Not that it's a his chayv is midas. Or you accept upon yourself to be a shayol, so the Torah imposes a chayv. It's a milva haksuva ba'Torah. It's not considered a his chayv is midas. So then you have to reread that Gemara in Bava Metzia. The Gemara talks about Master Shamachinam Lias Potam and Apshia, Master Shamasoch Lias Potam and Gneva Aveda. So the simple reading of that Gemara in Bava Metzia is that when a person accepts upon himself Shmira, everything is a his Chayvis Midas, whatever he agrees to is Chayvis Midas. And Haschinah said that it's not so. So you have to reread that Gemara. Okay, we're not learning that Sugya now, but that's an important comment that the Minchas Chinuch puts out over here, that the chiyuv of the Abba Shomrim is not a his chayvus midas. It's not that it's self-understood that he's accepting about himself that he's going to pay if he'll be poshea. The Torah is imposing the chiyuv on him. The Gemara talks about masna mashakas about Torah. Let's say the shamachinam accepts to be a shamachinam, but he says, I don't want to have to swear. I want you to take my word for it. If I'll say that there was a Gnei Ba'aved, I don't want to have to swear. So the Masel Shamachim li espotam in Ashvua. Masel Shamasach li espotam in Gnei Ba'aved. So the simple pshat in the Gemara, why? Masel Kosba Torah, the original din is, let's say a man marries a girl, and he doesn't know if who knows if the marriage is going to work out. I married the last 52 years, so far it's working. We hope it's going to continue. But you never know how, what's going to be. So let's say the guy is Mekadosh Anish and he says it's Allah Tanai that it works out, and at the end of the year they're happy. And if they're not happy at the end of the year, she shouldn't need a get. Or he gets married and he says he's going to the Israeli army. Unfortunately, some of the soldiers get killed very young, so you need a lot of chalitzas. In Eretz Yisrael they have a lot all over the world. You hardly ever have chalitza. How often does it happen that a couple is married and the husband dies leaving no children? Rare cases, but in Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, they have a lot of chalitzas. That's why you say, whenever you do a chalitza, you say a tefillah, yiratzim lefanecha. Shouldn't be any more chalitzas. It means that someone died not leaving over children. So let's say the boy goes to the army and he says, he marries a girl before he goes to the army, on the condition that if I die, believe on him, you shouldn't need chalitza. So that's the original case in the Yerushalmi. That's called Masa Mashakas Matara. Such a Tanai is not valid. So the original din of Masa Mashakas Matara applies to Yisra Veheta. Man is Mekadosh Anisha, Allah Tanai, that's against the din of Torah, that if at the end of the year they're not happily married, she shouldn't need a get. Or if he dies, believe on him, she should need chalitz. That's Masa Mashakas Matara. So the Tanai is bottle and the Mai says Kai. So what if he marries a girl? He says, Ariya Mukudeshisli, on the condition, not a condition in Isa Veheta, on condition in Dini Maminis, that the Torah says the husband is obligated to support his wife, Sheikh Sisviyaina. He marries the girl on the condition that he shouldn't have any monetary responsibilities at all. That's called Masa Mashkasa Batar Bedovisha Ben Mamin. So that's a machleika satanoim, Rabbeir Abuda, whether even Bedovisha Ben Mamin, Tanoi Kaimanat. So we pass him Bedovisha Ben Mamin, it is good. That's Rabbi Yudah's Shita, but Rabbi Meir holds Bavish and Mamamin is also no good. So the Gemara asked on that Mishnah in Bava Metzia, usually Stam Mishnah Rabbi Meir. If you have an anonymous Mishnah, it doesn't say who's speaking, so usually assume Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Over here, the Gemara asked, isn't this unusual? You have a Stam Mishnah in the Loike Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir holds a Masla Mashach Hosbata Bavish and Mamamin, the Tanai is bottle. So how come over here? Masla Shamachinam the Espatam and Ashvua. Masa Shali is Potami Onsen. That's Masa Mashikasa Batar Badavisha Bimamin. And Mishnah says Tanoi Kayam. So that's the Loike Rab Meir. Usually Islam Mishnah is Rab Meir. So the Gemara gives this explanation. So the simple reading of the Gemara is every Shomer, when he accepts upon himself to become a Shomer, he's implicitly, it's his Chayvus Midas, implicitly he's obligating himself to pay whatever whatever's understood. But if he says Beferish, I don't want to have to pay. So Nisht is Nisht. He never accepted it upon himself in the first place. But once the Minchas Chinuch says that that's not true, that the Hischaivus of the Shomer is a Mimul V'Haksuva B'Torah. Otherwise, why would it be Meitav? You only have Meitav when the Torah imposes the Chiyuv. So you see that the Abba Shomerim do have Meitav. You see that it's the Chiyuv that the Torah imposes on the person. So that's the question. So what did the Gemara answer over there? That even according to Rab Meir, that Masa Mashagasa B'Torah B'Dovash Imamam Tanoi Batal, but over here it is good. Why isn't it an exception to him? So you gotta look in. There's a Taisus in Ksubas explains Pshat. That's a beautiful Taisus in Ksubas. But we're not learning that Gemara. Okay, but just you should know that this Minchas Chinuch opens us up to a world of problems. He says that the Chiyuv of the Shomer, the Chiyuv of the Abba Shomer, is not a His Chayvus Midas. You can't be forced into becoming a Shomer. The only one who's forced into becoming a Shomer is a Shomer Aveda. You're walking in the street and you see an Aveda, you see a pair of tefillin, and you don't know who the owner is, so you're obligated to pick it up and you're obligated to become a Shomer. You become a Shomer Bal Korchacha. But aside from a Shomer Aveda, you can't become a Shomer against your wishes. You have to agree to become a Shomer, but the obligation to pay Pshia, Geneva Aveda, Oinus, whatever, that's not a Hischaivus Midas. That's the Torah imposes the Chiyuv on me. So that'll be relevant L'Aloch and other cases. Okay, so we have this Braisa Rabosha, Tan Rabosha. He's not disagreeing with anybody or anything. His list is more inclusive than the Mishnah. The Mishnah only had Odom Da'azik Momin, the Adayim, and he has the Abosham Odom Da'azik Momin, B'Shevi Al Taseh. Tony Hazeka de Biadam, Tony Hazeka de Bimela. The Shomer is Mazik, B'Shevi Al Taseh. By being Poshea, the Shomer is Mazik, B'Shevi Al Taseh. There's a din that Grom ben Ezekin is Potter, and Garmi is Chayiv, that's on Daf Kuf. Rav Meir Doin did in the Garmi. We spoke a little bit about it the other day. We distinguish between Grom and Garmi. Some Rishonim held that Grom and Garmi the same thing. The Ramban in this country is din in the Garmi quotes those who are of the opinion. Rabbi Ephraim holds like that. That Grom and Garmi the same thing, and once the Gemara Paskins, the din is like Rav Meir, the Doin din in the Garmi means that Grom ben Ezekin is Chayiv. So we don't accept that opinion. We paskin Grama is Potter and Garmi is Chayv. So you have to know what is Grama, what is Garmi. So one of the first rule is that if you're Mazik B'Shev Al Taseh, that's Grama bin Ezekiel. Let's say I see the kids smashing your automobile. I just walk by, and the little kids, I can easily scream at them, and they'll all run away. They'll stop smashing the automobile. I don't do anything. I just walk away. So I'm responsible for the hezek that occurred to your automobile because I acted b'shev al tasa. But that's for sure, that's groma, that's not garmi. If it's shev al tasa, then so that's the shaila. What is over here? Koni hezeka de biadayim. The Mishnah lists off ma v'zeho adam is hezeka de biadayim. But koni hezeka de bemeila. The shomer is poshea. All the avor shomer, if they're poshea, so it's hezeka de bemeila. But the hezek occurred b'shev al taseh. The fellow didn't do anything. The shomer didn't watch. He was supposed to watch. He didn't watch. He caused the hezek. He called the hefsed moment to the mafkid by his not watching. So that should be hezek de b'meila. Should be grama ben ezek and should be potter. So why is the shomer chayev? And the avo shomerim are part of the obis nezekin. If the posheh the chayev, I posheh is b'shev al taseh. Hezekah de Bemela should be Grama ben Ezekin. So the Rambam quotes Hora Rabbeisai. The Rambam quotes a Chiddush Din. Let's say I live in Florida half a year. I'm retired. I'm 93 years old. They told me that my uncle just remarried at the age of 93 and he moved to Florida. Okay. They just told me today. He moved to Florida. So let's say he has a home here in Connecticut where he lived with my aunt. My aunt just died a year ago. So he goes to Florida and the roof was leaking. So he calls up the roofer and he says, please fix the leak because it's going to rain, snow in the winter is going to ruin the whole house. Please fix the leak. I'm leaving the keys in the mailbox, whatever. I'm hiding the keys. I gives him the keys. And I'm going to Florida with my new wife. And then the roofer didn't fix it and the whole roof caved in because he had plenty of time to fix it till the snow comes. Plenty of time he didn't fix it. So he was mazik b'shevi al tasa. So that should really be grama ben ezekin should be pata. That should be one is mazik b'shevi al tasa is pata. So the Rambam says wrong. That's pshia. The Rambam says p'shei mitam mazik. The shomer is chayiv to pay if he's even the shemachinim. Everybody, all the abo shomer are chayiv if they're p'shia. So p'shia is chayiv mitam mazik. It's grama ben ezekin. It's hazeka de b'meile. The hezek occurred due to his inaction. So the Rambam says, but he accepted upon himself an obligation to watch. And here the roofer accepted upon himself the obligation to fix the roof, and I'm going to pay him money for that. But by the Shomer, even the Shemachinim are not going to pay him money, accepted upon himself an obligation to watch. So whenever the person was legally obligated to do something, and to watch or to fix the roof, and he didn't do it, and because of his inaction, a hepsed moment occurred, you don't call that grama ben ezekin pata. That's poshei mitam mazik. He is mechuyev.
When you see the kids on the car, that's you accepted no obligation.
I accepted no obligation, right? So in that case, it's called grama ben ezekin because I didn't do the hezek and I wasn't obligated to do. I'm obligated to l'samar adam reyecha. Okay, I'm not supposed to stand by when your property is being destroyed, but I didn't accept. Legally, I wasn't mechuyev to do anything. That's a shaila. Let's say this shaila came up once on a Tuesday. Every Tuesday night I give a shiur in Queens for many years. So once on a Tuesday, it was around we were going to dub Myrav at 6:15 at that time. So it's around 10 after 6. So a guy calls me up on the phone from Queens and he says he had sold shares that he had in a certain corporation, and he told the guy to put his money in a money market. And then he got a hot tip, an insider's tip, which is illegal. He got a hot tip that a certain stock is going to go up today. So if you invest your money there, you'll make 10 times as much as you're putting in. And the guy's a big nudnik. So he called his stockbroker and he said that the $100,000 that you have, put all the money over there, and I'm going to make a lot of money because it's going to go up today. So the guy says, fine, I'll take care of it. So the guy tells me on the phone, he called him back 5 minutes later, he's a gefährlicher Nudlik. He said, did you take care of it? Because he wants to make the 10 times much money. So the guy says, not yet, I have other customers, I have to take care. Okay, I'll take care. Calls him back 5 minutes later, did you take care of it? Till he calls him the sixth time, every 5 minutes he calls him up. So he says, yeah, I took care of it. Then it comes the end of the day and the stock market closes. So he calls up the broker. He says, wow, I must have made $1 billion. Oi, I forgot all about it. What do you mean you forgot? But you said you took care of it because you're such a nudik. That's why I said I told you a lie. I didn't take care of it yet. But he was mechuyev to take care of it. That's his stockbroker. And he pays the money. He gets a commission every time he does a sale for him or investment. So the shaila was whether the stockbroker is mechuyev to pay him all the money that he lost because he didn't take care of it. So the guy calls me, it's 5 minutes to Myrav, and I have to give a shiur tonight. So I say, it's a serious shaila. There's a Rambam who talks about it, and Machlok is the Rambam and the Ravid. I'm going to have to look it up. I'll give a shiur tonight. I'll call you back tonight around 10:45, okay? Okay. So I come home at 10:30, the phone rings. The Nudnik is on the phone. Nudnik is on the phone. He says, you don't have to look it up. You don't have to look it up. I told the guy, Rabbi Shechter said that it's a shaila. Maybe he's mechuyev to pay the full amount. So he already agreed to make a pshara with me, so he's paying up his one-third or one-quarter of the money that I would have made, because he realizes they may have to pay more. I'm not sure what the din is. I just said, this was around a month before Purim. So comes Purim, I got a very elaborate shalomanes from this nudnik in appreciation for the fact that I told him that it's a serious shaila and din. Okay, I wrote it up. It's printed in one of my swarm, this story with the psak, whatever the din is. Okay. So the Rambam says such a din, that if the roofer didn't fix, he agreed to fix the roof. And I said, I'm going to pay him. So since he's legally obligated to do, there is a fellow who agrees to do a job has a right to quit in the middle, but he has to notify me that he's quitting. He never notified me. I'm going to Florida with my new wife, and I tell him, you fix the roof before it starts to snow so the house doesn't collapse. And he didn't take care of it. So the Rambam says, since he was mukhiv to do it, that's like poshe mitam mazik. And the Rabbit is not happy. That's a shaila and din, whether that's so or not. Okay, so Rabbi Shia didn't really say anything special. We just see from Rabbi Shia that the Abba Shomrim is a chiv that the Torah imposes. It's not called the Hischaivis Midas. According to the Menchas Chinuch. Fine. Then he quote Tani Rabchir. Rabchir, Rabbi Shia were the authors of the Tosefta, the editors of the Tosefta. The Gemara says there were lots of brises floating around. Any brisa that wasn't officially approved by Rav Chiya Rav Moshe, called brisa de la Masanya, by Rav Chiya Rav Moshe, lo masvinan minei tiyufta. You can't ask a kasha from a brisa, stam brises that are floating around, unless they were incorporated in the Tosefta by Rav Chiya Rav Moshe. Those are the reliable brises. So these two are reliable tanoim, amaroim, whatever you're going to call them. There were students of Rav Yudah Nasi. So Rav Chiya has a list of 24 Rabs in Zik. He has the 13 of Rav Oshia, and he adds on another 11, and 11 of 13 is 24. So what is he adding on? He adds on Gan of Gazlan, Kef of Dalavahei, Onis and Mefata, Edim Zanim, and a whole bunch of things. So how come the other Tanaim didn't list them? Well, the Gemara says, the other Tanaim are listing off Mammon, and these are Knas. Okay? So Knas is when you Mishalim Yosem Imashi Izik. So Kefil Dalad Vehei, Onizim Mefata Schum Kotzel, we had the Gemara Tezvov on the base. Whenever it's a fixed amount, it's not going to correspond to the amount of the Hesed. Yerushalmi had a Sofik, let's say Shloshim Shalevit. We mentioned Yerushalmi has a Sofik. If the Evik Naini is exactly what Shloshim Shkolim, and Maisha Amod kills him and I have to pay Shloshim Shkolim, maybe then, since that's its exact value, maybe then it is Mammon, maybe it's not Knas. The Pashto says that it's also Knas, but the Yerushalmi had a Sofik about that. So that's usually the rule. When is the Knas, when is the Mammon? Whenever you're paying to make good the Hefsid, then it's Mammon. Whenever you're paying Yosem Mashi Hizik, you're paying Aschum Kotzuv, so it doesn't correspond to what the Hefsid was, so then it's a din of Knas. So what's a din of Edim Zaymimim? So that's the Gemara presented as if it's a machlokes hatanoim. In the beginning of Makkos, it would appear it's a machlokes hatanoim where the Edim Zaymimim is Mammon Aknas. I mean, in a case like this, the Edim Zaymimim testified that you borrowed $100,000 from the other guy and you're chuyev to pay mitam loive. And halva is Mammon, it's not Knas. So when you say Vasis and Loi, Kashazam, Lasis Liokhiv. So just like if you would have had to pay, that would have been Mammon. So part of the penalty is that we treat the $100,000 that Edim Zaymimim have to pay to the person against whom they testified, we treat that also as Mammon, and Moedib Knas will not be Potter. If you're going to treat Edim Zaymimim as Knas, then Moedib Knas is going to be Potter. So you're not really giving him the same degree punishment that he tried to mete out to the other one. He tried to make the other the Nidon, the one against whom they testified. They're trying to make him a chayb $100,000 of a halvoa, that if he's going to be moed, they won't be potter. We penalize them only to the extent of a knas, that if they'll be moed, they'll be potter. So it's not the same. So that's a machlokes hatanaim, where the Edim Zaymimim is mamon a knas. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva. That's on the second line from the top of Hamad Aleph. Rabbi Akiva in the beginning of Makkos. The Amma Im Shamam al piyatzmam, that moed of a knas is potter, and Edim Zaymimim pekash is zamam, that's always considered knas. Even though they testified that the other person, they testified falsely, the other person owes $100,000 of mammon, but by them it's knas, because it's Yosef Mimashi Hiziko. It was attempted. They were attempting to be mopsed him, the $100,000, but they didn't succeed being mopsed him the money. So we pass like Rabbi Kiva that it's a knas. Okay. Eidim Zanimin is a knas. Here there's a famous Tosfos, the Ma'amascha Eidim Zanimin, the Tosfos on Dalet on the base.
Why isn't there an issue of lack of kasher zanim?
It's a problem. It's in a certain sense, it is a lack of kasher zanim, because they were trying to make him pay $100,000 in such a way that he wouldn't be moedi b'knas poter, it would have been mammon. But whatever we make them pay, that's all going to be yosem imashe yiziku. So that by them it's going to be knas. In a certain sense, it is a lack of kasher zanim, but that's Rabbi Kiva holds mitzvah asvara. It has to be a knas. So Tosfos raises the question: we have the drasha, the Mishnah has. The Mishnah has the machloikas, if you can call it a machloikas, the tzdukim and the prushim. By Sheni period, they had trouble from the tzdukim all along. There were a group of Jews who only accepted Torah Shebichsav. They didn't accept the Torah Shebal Peh. The students of Tzadik and Baisus. Tzadik and Baisus, so they had tzdukim and they had Baisusim. The Midrashim say that